What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to our show. It's Friday, May 6, 2011. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Pau Hana Friday. Going to have a nice relaxing weekend. Actually, out here on the island of Oahu, and I know the tourism people are going to be very upset with me, it's very cold and it's very wet. And we've got yet another weekend of really major thunderstorms coming in. So I'm going to have the cameras all set up and take some pictures and everything like that. Because I personally like a really good thunderstorm. But it is amazing the weather that we are seeing right now. My wife and I have lived here in Hawaii for just about 12 years now. And in all that time, I have never, ever seen anywhere near as much thunder and lightning as I have just in the last few months. And of course, when you have lightning in the sky, it means there's ice crystals up there. The more ice crystals you have, the more cirrus clouds you see, the more lightning and thunder you're going to have. So we're getting some really spectacular storms here. All, you know, not quite Great Plains, but definitely there. And so we've got that coming in for the weekend. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Matt's in the control room, twiddling the dials and keeping everybody out of trouble and answering your calls when you call on in. Obviously, today we continue to be following this Osama bin Had story, where around the world, everywhere except the American media, news organizations are basically recapping all of the reasons to suspect that the official story of 9/11 is a complete fiction and a concoction, to reiterate the fact that bin Laden himself, the real one, not these dime store phonies they've had ever since, but the real bin Laden died almost 10 years ago, and basically nobody is taking this seriously at all. Unfortunately, of course, the U.S. government is basically saying, we have said it is so. That was bin Laden, and here's all the things that we're leading on to. And it is obviously the kickoff point for a huge new propaganda war to justify torture, to justify more encroachment on civil liberties, to take more money from you for the war on terror, and to basically justify yet more wars on other people. And again, it's rather insulting that the U.S. government and the corporate media really do seem to believe that Americans are stupid enough to buy all this nonsense. But I guess if Americans aren't standing up and willing to throw shoes and rotten tomatoes and tar and feathers at these various people, I guess in Washington, D.C., they're living inside their little bubble. They really believe they're getting away with this. They really believe they're fooling the American people. Same thing with the corporate media and all these public relations firms and all these advertising agencies that they hire to do all of this stuff. And I guess they're looking in the mirror every night and saying, it's working. It really is working. It must be working. It has to be working. And they keep on going. And so now, all of a sudden, we're getting this latest story that the SEAL team that got Osama bin photoshopped also found all kinds of evidence and information inside his lair, his compound, that basically vindicates and validates everything the U.S. government is saying. And they're saying, yes, Osama bin Laden was going to attack trains, and he was going to attack this, and he was going to attack that. And all this is money junkie propaganda to justify taking more money from you to put these cancer-causing scanners not only in the airports, they're going to put them in the bus stations and the train stations and the shopping malls and sporting events. Everywhere you go, you're going to get groped and fondled by these TSA people or run through these scanners, which are putting out 10 times the radiation TSA says they do. They're known to cause cancer. It's been documented by Johns Hopkins and MIT. TSA refuses to release their own studies on these scanners. They're giving you all cancer just to make a fast buck. And they're doing it because they really think that you actually believe that, you know, Adam Perlman and Joseph Cohen and Zachary Chesser are really Al-Qaeda, the toilet, and they're going to come get you unless you agree to be fondled and groped and given cancer. How absurd does this get? We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. And you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just to give you an indication about how one hand does not know what the other hand is doing and how uncoordinated all of these stories are, Security News Daily is reporting that their understanding is that these hard drives that were supposedly recovered from Osama bin Laden Photoshop's compound are all encrypted to a degree that they probably won't be able to crack them. So where is the White House getting this claim that they know that Al-Qaeda was getting ready to attack train stations? And the answer is they didn't. They're all invested in these security companies. They're all buddies with Michael Chertoff. They're all making tons and tons of money convincing you to allow yourself to be groped and fondled and x-rayed and given cancer. It's all about money. It's all about looting the nation for a little bit more money to put in their pocket. So they're going to say, oh, yeah, Bin Photoshop was going to attack shopping malls and sporting events, and he was going to go into the McDonald's. And the more of these machines they can get you to put up with, the more money they make. The fact that you may die horribly of cancer is irrelevant. Small price to pay for another bonus check or dividend check at the end of the year. That's money junkie thinking, and that's what got this nation into this mess here. Over at Fox News, they're basically admitting... I'm sorry, not Fox News. Fox News reported that CNN admitted that even though the real Osama bin Laden was suffering from kidney failure the last time he was actually seen 10 years ago, there was no medical equipment found at this so-called compound consistent with kidney dialysis or kidney treatment. The small amounts of medicine and stuff they found is your basic first aid, headache, sore throat kind of stuff. There is no dialysis machine that the real Osama would have required, you know, every other day. So the official story now is Saddam Hussein unplugged Osama from the dialysis machine and left bin Laden to die horribly on the cold concrete floor so they could ship the dialysis machine back to Iraq. I guess that's the official story. It's so self-contradictory, it's just absolutely amazing. We're going to go to the phones. Thomas in Sweden, aloha. Thomas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Thomas.
Aloha, Michael. Aloha, Michael. I should have called in on Monday about this, but I've been laughing ever since, right? At 6:20 in the morning over here, which would be 20 minutes past midnight in New York, I got to hear Radio Sweden interview someone from the Rent-A-Mob at Ground Zero. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy obviously was not a New Yorker to begin with, but we're so happy and we're celebrating. And he ended the interview by telling the Radio Sweden reporter, he said, "Oh, I'd love to talk to you more, but I want to go celebrate with my fellow Americans." Do real Americans say things like that?
No, we don't. And it's interesting that you would bring that up, because I'm about to take Fox News to task for their shameless attempt to discredit Ron Paul after last night's debate. But you're absolutely right. When you're listening to these people on camera, if they don't sound like real Americans, if they sound like a PR statement, then you know you're dealing with a fake. George Carlin used to do this routine years and years ago where he talked about advertising speak. And I actually worked in the advertising agency industry for a long time. In fact, actually, I just landed in another commercial now, so I guess I'm still in the business. And we used to listen to Carlin's routine all the time because we recognized he was telling the truth. You'd see these commercials with, you know, zesty and hearty and all these other words that are advertising words that real human beings don't actually use. And when you are listening to these things, and he says, you're absolutely right. And it's very, you get a cookie for catching that, you know, because, yeah, when you hear stuff like that, that, you know, ordinary people just don't use in conversation, then you know you're dealing with a staged public relations person. And there's a really good example in that video of Fox News having their little focus group as to who won last night's debate. And you can just hear that, you know, these people who are back there, they're cast from Backstage Magazine or something, and they're speaking prepared lines, and they don't sound like real, normal human beings. They're using jingoism. They're using slogans. You can tell they're speaking a prepared line. You don't actually see them think about what are they going to say. The commentator at Fox says, "You," and he stands up and he recites his line. It looked like a first-class, you know, classroom, first-grade classroom, where the kids have all been taught what they're supposed to say for the pageant, and the teacher stands them up and they go, "Yes, in 1492, and they're parroting what they're supposed to say. And it is so blatantly obvious to anybody who understands how this stuff gets done. It's like Fox is going through the motions. They're not even trying to be really genuinely convincing any longer. They figure the brainwashed masses will buy it no matter how bad they are, and those of us who know better aren't going to be convinced no matter how good it is. So the economy's tight. Let's just go with the cheap talent.
Okay, thank you, Mike. I'm still laughing, but I just see that the nurse is coming to give me my evening injection. So happy Friday.
All right. Well, you know, I take my medication on Fridays orally, usually in the form of a fine scotch. Yep. Which reminds me, to that person who wrote in the very nasty letter talking about my beer belly, this is not a beer belly. It's a scotch belly. And that there is a difference there. And I'm proud of that, too. All righty, moving right along here. Yeah, I'm going to talk about this Fox News thing a little bit more. But basically, the situation is that one of the goals of this hoax with, you know, the new Osama bin photoshopped body is to allow the transition of Pakistan from a friend country to an enemy country. And somebody wrote me the other day when I was talking about 1984 and how all of a sudden we were friends with Oceania and East Asia was our enemy and we'd always been at war with East Asia, and it literally changed in mid-sentence. And somebody wrote in to remind me about how Syria was our enemy until the war against Saddam Hussein, then Syria was our friend. And then as soon as the war against Saddam Hussein was over, Syria was our enemy again. And we see that all the time. You know, Italy changed sides in the middle of World War II. These things happen. And so now Pakistan has basically issued a warning to the United States of America to not enter their airspace without permission. And the U.S. has responded by sending in yet another drone attack that murdered 8 Pakistanis. And so the U.S. is trying to pick a fight with Pakistan. They're trying to make Pakistan look like the bad guys so they can justify another invasion, another stepping stone on the conquest and the Americanization of the Middle East. We're, the U.S. is doing all the invading. Iran hasn't invaded anybody. Israel and the U.S. are doing all the invading and conquering. And it's all based on hoaxes and frauds like Osama bin photoshopped and 9/11. And as long as you sit there quietly and let them get away with it, they'll figure they can get away with it. And the next lies will be more obvious. And the next consequences will be much more painful. Look at the condition of our country any longer. Can we really survive this rule by hoax and deception any longer? Especially a rule by hoax and deception for the benefit of a foreign power. So anyway, we have security news service. We're having a news service that specializes in computer security. I forgot the name of their website. And they're basically saying that the disk drives that were found are all encrypted, and it's a really strong encryption. And yet we've got the White House saying, oh, yes, from the stuff that we got there from Osama bin Photoshop, the, you know, Al-Qaeda, the toilet was going to attack railroad stations and bus depots. Therefore, we've just got to spend more tax money on these X-ray machines and TSA workers. And, you know, gee, we're sorry. We really did want to bring back manufacturing and repair our bridges and roads and schools and hospitals and stuff, but we've got to prioritize, and scanners at all the shopping malls has to be the top priority, because we're all making more money off of those than we do off of those icky-poo schools or anything like that. So the government is trying to wave around a new terror threat because of what they found at the compound. Meanwhile, we've had spokesmen for Al-Qaeda coming up and confirming, yes, that really was bin Laden. Trust us. Who are the spokesmen? It's the same bozos we've been getting all along. Adam Gadan, whose real name is Adam Perlman. Yusuf Al-Khattab, whose real name is Joseph Cohen. It's the same batch of liars over and over and over again. And I'll tell you why this is automatically suspect. Okay? If you were running a terror organization and the other side got your leader, would you admit it and say, oh, yes, you have dealt us a crippling blow? Or would you try and hide it as long as you could? Remember when Franco died? And, you know, it became like a running gag on Saturday Night Live that they refused to admit he was really dead. When you waste the other guy's leaders, they try and, you know, conceal it for a little while because it is going to be morally devastating to their own side. So this whole thing where Al-Qaeda is jumping up and down and saying, yes, you got bin Laden, you got bin Laden, we've our revenge on the great Satan and everything. It's part of the hoax and the fraud because it doesn't make sense. It isn't real. It's just same old bunch of liars trying to resell the same old tired lie. Absolutely amazing. Now, interestingly enough, the corporate media, which is, you know, as embarrassed by this as the White House, because, you know, they carried the water, they drank the Kool-Aid, they bought into it, treated it like it was real, and now as the White House has to back up and change its story and the photos, are revealed as fraud. Remember that first one, that first version of the dead Osama picture was all over the British media, and now they're very embarrassed. So what do? Do they apologize and say we'll be more careful about what the White House is saying? No, they go out to attack the alternative media websites. And they accuse us all of being conspiracy mongers, conspiracy theories. And I'll tell you what's interesting. It's having, I don't know what they intended for this to have happen. You know, the Guardian is over there with Osama bin Laden death, the conspiracy theories. And they're trying to basically bash us, but they did include links. And it's having the Band in Boston effect, the alternative media sites as a whole. We're all seeing a huge increase in readership. This attempt to bash and insult us is driving audience to us. We'll be right back.
need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm just answering some email from a friend and, inquiring about, radiation levels here in Hawaii. Because, as you know, the EPA has stopped monitoring and the FDA is refusing to test food. And we have a lot of different people out there with a lot of different equipment basically indicating that contamination is very, very high. And the government of Japan finally admitting, yeah, they were kind of concealing the scale of the problem. And so it's kind of hard to know what's going on. Now, with my own little meter, we're seeing an increase in radiation, but I don't see it as cause for panic, just yet, or taking the potassium iodide or anything just yet. But again, I'm measuring environmental radiation and not the degree of contamination that's in the food, which is a completely different story whatsoever. And I'm still trying to find a really good radiation meter that will include alpha rates. And thanks to the generosity of some of the readers of WhatReallyHappened.com, they've been pitching in to help cover costs. And I'm going to be able to go out and start buying a few more meters now to evaluate and pace, hopefully do a little more accurate measuring here in Hawaii. Overall, though, we're still very lucky here because of the wind and the ocean currents. We're not getting it anywhere near as bad as the mainland here. So getting back to the situation, I didn't mean to get off topic here, but I just wanted to respond to that email. Remember when I said before this whole thing about Osama bin photoshopped that President Obama and indeed most of the entire elected government are desperate to find issues they can campaign on next year because they can't campaign on what's going on. They can't campaign on the economy. They cannot campaign on the wars. They cannot campaign on the handling of the Gulf oil disaster. They cannot campaign on their handling of the Fukushima disaster. And so they're trying to manufacture issues. You know, they're bringing back global warming. They're that desperate. Talk about raising on a busted flush. Gays in the military, gay marriage, immigration. All this stuff that they're trying to make an issue of. TSA is going to be made an issue. And now, because of the killing of this guy they're claiming was Osama bin photoshopped, justifying torture is now a presidential campaign issue. They're going to be arguing about torture because they don't want to argue about the economy because neither side can win there. They're manufacturing issues for the presidential campaign. That right there, the fact that they're going to make torture a campaign issue, tells you that this whole staged incident of Osama bin photoshopped was designed to kick off Obama's chances for re-election, because without something big like that, he's already toast. He's a one-term candidate. And I'll make a forecast right now. Hillary Clinton is sitting there thinking, that center seat might just become available over there at the convention. Now, obviously, the things that they don't want you to be paying attention to have to do with the economy, because the economy does affect all of your lives. Americans have already lost 23% of their net worth over the last 5 years, I believe that's the figure. We're looking at millions on homelessness. One out of every seven Americans is on food stamps. Folks, this is really bad. It's bad stuff. And that's why they're desperate to find something that they can run on that looks good and they can wrap the flag around and they can say, yes, are we not really butch? We got Osama bin dead for 10 years. Now, interestingly enough, and just as a reminder of how completely the government thinks that you are total idiots out here in the real world, we have this news story where the Labor Department reported today that the economy added 244,000 new jobs. Isn't that wonderful? But the unemployment rate still went up. Now, you can't have it both ways. You cannot claim that you're adding new jobs to the economy, but the jobless rate goes up. Somebody is fudging or lying somewhere around there. If you're adding jobs to the economy, the unemployment rate has to go down. Of course, I know what they're going to say is, oh, well, we're doing seasonal adjustments and statistical normalization, which is a fancy word for they're just going to rig the numbers to look really good as we go into an election season. But use your common sense. If you have 20 people and five are out of work, that's a 25% jobless rate. And if you create two jobs, then only three people are out of work, and your jobless rate should go down. So when the Labor Department says they've added 244,000 jobs, but the jobless rate still goes up, somebody's lying to you. Either they're lying about the number of jobs added to the economy, or they're lying about the jobless rate, and probably, given this government, they're lying about both. Now, a big piece of news that the U.S. government definitely does not want you paying attention to is that the latest poll is showing 99% of Americans are against raising the debt ceiling. They must have included a couple of members of the Federal Reserve in there would say, yeah, raise the debt ceiling, put them deeper on the hook, plunge them further into debt slavery. That's the very essence of modern banking, is to make everybody a slave to the bankers. So 99% of Americans are against raising the debt ceiling, and the government, rather than admit that it has created a problem it cannot solve, is going to try and find some way to raise the debt ceiling over the objection of the American people, just like Congress voted through TARP against 90% of Americans' opposition to that. It's taxation without representation, folks. We're there. We're back in 1776. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus. Rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And back to the economy, economic news here. Last year, because of skyrocketing oil prices, and of course it's worse again this year, ExxonMobil, one of the most profitable companies in the Fortune 500 list, you know, riding those higher oil prices on which they build their percentage profits and government builds their tax revenues. I mean, government actually wants you to pay more for gas and oil because then they get a bigger piece of the action. You know, you got to pay $5, $6 gas. The government gets a bigger piece of the action. You know, that's why they want the gas prices to go up. So last year, 2010, Exxon made $30.5 billion. Okay? $10 billion more than Chevron. And still today, the Republicans in the House of Representatives voted through, voted to block a bill to eliminate a $1.8 billion annual subsidy that treats oil drilling as domestic manufacturing. I'm sorry, oil drilling is not manufacturing. And they shouldn't be getting an $1.8 billion credit. I mean, you need to go back and look at how powerful the oil cartel is in this country and the absolute ripoffs that they have in terms of money taken from the American people and how they will react when those profits are threatened. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to the assassination of John F. Kennedy and search for something called the Oil Depletion Allowance. And then you'll find out where the motivation for for the funding for the assassination actually came from. A lot of money out there. The rich get richer and the poor get laid off. Now, somebody wrote an article that we put up at whatreallyhappened.com basically saying that the Osama bin Photoshop scandal has us looking over here in the Middle East, and we need to be looking much closer to home because of all this financial news that's going on. Congress is passing all these giveaways for the oil companies. They may be making a move on private pension funds. And I understand why they're doing that. The private pension funds have been defunded because of Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud. Now, the government can do one of two things. They can either force Wall Street to make good on the private pension funds, or they can nationalize them, outlaw them, basically run them around in circles and say, we're going to take over management of all of these things and sort of hide the fact of this huge Wall Street theft, lower benefits, and make somebody else down the road pay for it all. The problem is we're running out of down the road. We've already placed, or let me rephrase that, we the American people have allowed the federal government and Wall Street to place our great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren into debt prison. Even if the government stopped operating a deficit today, it would take 100, 200 years, as long as the country's been around already, to bail out of this huge debt hole the Federal Reserve has brought down on us all in the last almost 100 years. So, do you think the federal government's going to change anytime soon in their behaviors and practices? Of course they're not. They get their piece of the action. They're getting rich. They've got comfortable lifestyles. You have members of Congress that are worth $500 million. Do you think they got that money on civil service salaries? They're in on the scam. Believe it or not, it is a crime for people on Wall Street to engage in insider trading. In other words, to buy or sell stocks based on private information given them by a buddy over at the affected company. But it's not illegal for members of Congress to buy and sell stocks based on their inside knowledge of pending legislation. Somebody tried to put such a law through, it was immediately voted down. That's got to tell you something. Wall Street and Congress are two faces of the same money junkie asylum. And we're letting them run this country. No wonder in such terrible shapes. Now, out here in Hawaii, Governor Neil Abercrombie signed a new strict mortgage foreclosure law for Hawaiians. We're suffering out here as much as anybody else, especially because TSA has destroyed our tourism. You know, we're just absolutely hammered by TSA. And basically it reaffirms that to foreclose on a home, the bank has to prove they've got the note and the mortgage and the deed all together in one chunk. They can't just say, oh, MERS says you're behind, we're going to foreclose on it. It's not going to solve the problem that is arising from the fact that Americans' high-paying jobs have been taken away and sent to other countries. The strongest foreclosure law in the world is not going to fix that problem. It's not going to fix the problem that a tourism-dependent economy like Hawaii has been destroyed by TSA groping and fondling people at the airport and dropping their laptops. And as a result, tourism has simply fallen off. Our local newspapers are always saying, oh, hotel occupancy is up to 80%. Well, that's great until you realize that two-thirds of the hotels that used to be here have gone out of business. So, now over at Goldman Sachs, shareholders are screaming about this $70 million payday enjoyed by the five top executives at Goldman Sachs. Even though Goldman Sachs investors are not doing very well at all, and certainly the institutions and people preyed on, as in predatory, not as in religion, but preyed on by Goldman Sachs, have had their lives destroyed. And I'm sure that Lloyd Blankfein will come back out and say, I'm doing God's work. You know, it's God's work to make Americans homeless and make ourselves richer than sin. So it obviously follows it's got to be, you know, God's will. God told me to write ourselves, $70 million worth of bonus checks. All right. I want to get on to this situation here with Ron Paul. Now, I'm not 100% happy with Ron Paul because he's playing along with this idea that really was bin Laden who was killed last Sunday. I do understand that Ron Paul, as a professional politician, has to play the game within the generally accepted Washington, D.C. mythologies. Because Ron Paul is a professional politician, and he wants to continue being a congressman, and he wants to run for the White House, and he cannot do either if he ventures into revealing truth that would bring the entire government down. Because then he's out of a job. He has to go back to being a doctor. So I understand. I don't agree with it. I think, you know, we need people of principle to stand up and say, when the government is lying, we expose the lies and let the chips fall where they may. You know, what was that comment that the guy who charged Clay Shaw down in New Orleans after the Kennedy assassination, Garrison, he said, let justice be done, though the heavens may fall. I agree with that sentiment. Let us tell the truth. Because I will have a truthful government, or I'll have no government at all. And I will not tolerate and accept continuing to live under a government that lies to us. So, with that qualification, I'm still leaning toward Ron Paul for 2012, but obviously, the powers that be do not want him out there. CNN ran a poll. Overwhelmingly, the respondents to that poll said that Ron Paul has the best chance of defeating Obama in 2012. If Obama is running for a second term, and he probably will, you know, he's gonna ride Ben Photoshop's dead body to the convention. So, CNN polls are saying Ron Paul's the best, most able person to defeat Obama in 2012. And so, what does Fox News do? Fox News has this debate, and immediately afterwards, and we've got this on the front page of WhatReallyHappened.com under the headline: Fox News pulls out all the stops to destroy Ron Paul, and it was kind of weird because at midnight last night, Fox News online poll showed 88% of the respondents thinking Ron Paul was winning the debate. And then magically in the next morning, it's down to 26%, I think, was the number. Ooh, isn't that weird how these strange shifts in public feeling happen in the middle of the night? And then Fox News has this focus group. And this gets back to what I was saying to Thomas in Sweden earlier in the day. Watch these people very carefully. They're not thinking about what they're going to say. They're waiting for a cue. They're waiting for their turn. They already have what they're going to say handed to them. And it doesn't sound like real people talking. It doesn't sound like real people talking. It's the talking points coming from the campaign. This focus group is designed, engineered, to knock Ron Paul out of the race because nobody wants him in the halls of power. The Republicans don't want him. The Democrats don't want him. The Federal Reserve certainly does not want him anywhere near the reins of power. For Ron Paul to be the next president of the United States of America is going to take Americans going after those electronic voting machines with sledgehammers. And the talking heads that are united against him with buckets of tar and pillows full of feathers. We saw it in 2008. We're already seeing it right here. The powers that be, the money junkies that have their fangs sunk into your neck right now and continue to slurp, 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 are already saying we can never let Ron Paul be elected because Ron Paul won't play the game the money junkie way. Now, I may not be 100% happy with Ron Paul right now because he's going along with this Ben Photoshop thing. But I don't see anybody else in the political horizon I want anywhere near the White House other than Ron Paul. So I guess I'm not going to agree with him 100%, but he still seems to be the best option for the people, absent an outright collapse of the U.S. government, which I still think is in the offering. I don't know when it's going to happen. It has to. We cannot continue on this path without a collapse like the Soviet Union did. By the way, before we leave this situation, we talk about all these staged focus groups and everything behind the... And what was interesting is if you watch the video, the guy on Fox is trying to convince you, you should listen to these 29 people. These are the most important people in America. You have to listen to what they thought of Ron Paul. Like, don't you dare make up your own mind about Ron Paul. Don't you dare make up your own decision about the debate. We'll tell you. These 29 people that we picked at random from a casting call will tell you what you should think about Ron Paul. And by the way, that's real. We documented, and I did link this to the bottom of that story. These town hall meetings and focus groups are not randomly selected people. They're cast. They're actors and actresses, and this is their moment to get their face on TV. If you've never seen the movie Wag the Dog, you got to get it. I'm sure Netflix has it. It's a very, very funny, well-made movie, and you need to see it because that kind of stuff really does go on behind the scenes in campaigns. It's all spin doctoring and perception management and public relations, which are all polite euphemisms for lying to the American people for a paycheck. We're going to go back to the phones. Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha. My point is Ron Paul with running as president, and let's just say he wins. And he tries to do what Kennedy tried to do and Lincoln tried to do is get rid of the Federal Reserve or clean it up to where there are he's already setting himself up to be assassinated at that point. Anybody that takes that office and tries to clean it up is might as well fall on their sword, or at least know that their life is going to be shortened by somebody out there that's rich that doesn't want to be poor ever, or has a huge factor
look
with
it
that.
Look at it this way. We demand and expect and accept that our young people are willing to risk their lives to go over and conquer the oil fields for the flag. Should we not demand that the people who want to occupy the highest office in the land ought to be willing to risk their lives for the principles for which we've elected them in there? I'm not willing to accept a politician who's going to say, well, I'd like to fix things, but, you know, they might shoot at me or something. Well, dude, that's the job. And if you're not willing to do it, please don't run and waste our times.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And the other thing is, I believe just like that, most Americans are not wanting to get out there and cause any problems for fear that, you know, something's going to happen to them with these police or whatever. But I think people are mad enough to be out in the streets and rioting.
That's why the government is doing all this stuff. That's why the government is doing TSA groping and fondling and police out there with the tasers and stuff. They want you to be afraid. And if you are going to be free, the first thing you have to do is be free of the fear. Andrea, my turn. I understand that when people stand up and speak out against the evils of government, they're taking a chance. All of us here in the alternative media, Don Stebmiller, myself, Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, all of these people recognize that not only are they giving up, you know, any expectations of a comfortable material life, but there's a real possibility that something very, very bad could happen to us because we're speaking truth to power. We are challenging the money junkies, and the money junkies will gladly kill a million people rather than lose a nickel. And so we all understand and accept that. And if we can find principled people like that here in the alternative media, then why can we not find and run principled people like that for political office? Now, Ron Paul sells himself, is loved by the people, respected by the people, because he appears to be a man of principle. And I'm sure that he understands that were he to actually win the White House, his life will be in danger, and he should take the appropriate precautions. And we need to understand that his life would be in danger. And the best way that we can protect his life is to understand up front that if something bad happens to Ron Paul, it's not going to be a crazed lone nut assassin up on the sixth floor of the book depository. It's going to be a coalition of CIA and mafia and Israel and the oil barons and organized crime. Because that's how successful assassinations are actually carried out.
Well,
okay, Andrea?
Yeah. I have already been in the street with my sign. I'm not afraid. I'd like everybody to get out there in the streets at your capitals or where people can see you and hold up your signs and let them see whatreallyhappened.com so we can steer everybody to be on the one page that we're on to know the truth, because there are so many Oklahomans here that are still mushrooms And that's my final word. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Have a good weekend. I want to add a comment to that because I got a lot of emails from people saying, oh, there's this guy at the office who's just, and he's buying the government. You need to remember something. The FBI keeps informants on every college campus in America. We used to trip all over them during Vietnam era. And when those informants graduate college and go out into the community, they're still part of the FBI network because it brings them business opportunities and all kinds of, you know, ways of improving their life financially. And they're still out there. And the FBI will not hesitate to call them and say, look, you got to go out there and you got to support the president and you got to support the propaganda because that's what you do for mom, the flag, and apple pie and everything like that. So there are a lot of people around you right now in your places of employment, your place of education, in your place of banking, in your place of worship that are FBI undercover informants, and they're there to convince you what the government wants you to think. Once you recognize they're there, they're really obvious to spot. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And at this very moment, May 6th, 2011, it is snowing in Poland, rather heavily, blizzard conditions. We've got a photo of that up on our website. There was snow in New Mexico a couple of days ago, almost a foot of snow at the Grand Canyon just a couple of weeks ago. And I mention this because, as amazing as it may sound, the carbon Nazis are coming back. It's into May, and the prostitutes are being bribed to run stories about how, oh, the Arctic ice is melting faster than ever before, blah, 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 blah. And over on The Guardian, they ran this story how food prices are being driven up by global warming. No, really honest, it's global warming, okay? See, you know, crude oil flooding the fishing grounds of the Gulf of Mexico, that's not a problem. That's not a factor. Has nothing to do with it. Radiation pouring into the fishing grounds of the North Pacific, not a problem, not a factor. A quarter of all farmland in the U.S. now mandated to serve the ethanol boondoggle. That's not a problem, not a factor at all. Hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland being flooded, intentionally in one case, with toxic industrial waste is not a problem with the food supply, not really a factor. Lowered yields from genetically modified crops, not a problem, not a factor. Higher prices due to a lower dollar? Nah, got nothing to do with it. Higher prices due to higher fuel costs, due to endless war on the oil nations? Not a problem. Yes, sirree, the only reason for higher food costs is global warming. And you all need to pay Al Gore a carbon tax if you want to eat tomorrow. Now, the part that really annoys me about all of this stuff is that the prostitutes at The Guardian actually believe that you are all stupid enough to buy this latest surge of USDA choice bovine excrement. I guess it's British choice because it's over there in The Guardian. But, I mean, this is really the stage that we have reached. The government puts out the lie and the media feeds it to you, and they actually still believe that you're going to accept it. They can just sort of pour it into your ear, and it'll percolate through and drool out the other ear, and that will be your new paradigm. This idea that the higher food prices we're paying at the store are all because of global warming is utter nonsense. The higher food prices have to do with the fact that we've just wiped out two of the major ocean fishing grounds from which we get our food. That because of the neglect to the flood control system, vast swatches of farmland in the middle of America, which used to be a breadbasket to the world, was the phrase that we were using when I was a kid. Now we're a net importer of food. It's got nothing to do with global warming. It has everything to do with spending money on war instead of fixing the levees. The government ordered farmers to stop growing food and start producing crops for ethanol. That created a food shortage all by itself. And now they're back here saying, no, all those other things, that has nothing to do with it. It's global warming. It's global warming. They really think you're going to fall for this. They really, really believe. I mean, can you understand, can you comprehend what a very low opinion they have of your intelligence and perception that they would even dare put this on paper or a website? They really do think you're morons. I think you need to speak up and tell them, no, we're not morons, and we understand what complete idiocy this is. Or they're just going to keep on doing it, and they get paid for it. They get paid for treating you like you're a moron. Talk about insulting. It's just, we're going to take a break for station ID. We'll be right back.
Next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming.